Mangilen di Nokel, and welcome VHS viewers. Mangilen di Nokel is happy holidays in Wolof, a language spoken in the lovely countries of Senegal, Gambia, and Mauritania in Western Africa.
Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Positive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 25, Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Supreme Master Television is also available online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Sri Lanka now has 100 flights a week to India. In environmental news, Symposium on Global Environmental Issues promotes education combined with community service. In humanitarian news, Organization of the Islamic Conference donates $300,000 for aid in Somalia, Benin, and Yemen. In solar news, Honda opens a new solar cell production plant in Japan. In cultural news, the New York Philharmonic accepts an invitation to perform in North Korea. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today, in history on December 27, 1930, Dr. Albert Einstein wrote a letter to Mr. Hermann Hughes, Vice President of the German Vegetarian Federation, in which he clearly expressed his views on vegetarianism. Dr. Einstein stated, "Besides agreeing with the aims of vegetarianism for aesthetic and moral reasons, it is my view that a vegetarian manner of living, by its purely physical effect on the human temperament, would most beneficially influence the lot of mankind." Dr. Albert Einstein is beloved around the world till this day, not only for his immense scientific contributions, but also for sharing his views on the vegetarian lifestyle to promote peace and compassion.
In news, Sri Lankan flood victims receive relief aid. The Sri Lankan government is providing food and relief items to approximately 40,000 people displaced by recent floods. 11 tons of food and medicines have been airlifted by the Air Force to go to the most needy flood victims. The Sri Lankan Red Cross, along with an $18,000 contribution from the German Red Cross, is providing food and other necessities as well. Thank you and heaven bless the Sri Lankan government, the Red Cross, and all other relief workers for your kind-hearted and sincere efforts. May those affected be blessed with hope, comfort, and a quick recovery to the harmony of their everyday life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Fly In News. Muslim scholars send Yuletide greetings to the world. A large group of 138 prominent Muslim scholars has composed an unprecedented letter with Christmas greetings and a message of peace to the world. The letter begins with a salutation in the three languages of Arabic, English, and Latin, and then continues saying, "May the coming year be one in which the sanctity and dignity of human life is upheld by all." It also expresses the prayer that this be a year of humble repentance before God and mutual forgiveness within and between communities. The 138 authors of the letter are linked to an Islamic research institute that will meet with Christian leaders at conferences in 2008 to launch a long-term dialogue between the faiths. Our heartfelt thanks, Islamic scholars, for this wonderful message of goodwill. May the great Allah grace your noble endeavors with respect and trust among all faiths.
Fly In News. Colosseum celebrates the preciousness of life. At 5 o'clock p.m. on Christmas Eve, the ancient Colosseum in Rome, Italy, was specially lit to commemorate the United Nations' historic moratorium on the death penalty. The world-famous monument is illuminated every time a country abolishes the death penalty, adopts a moratorium, or whenever a person is pardoned. We are grateful, Italy, and God bless your inspiring compassion through this beautiful symbol of light. Most of all, thank you for leading the international community into a new age of universal respect for the intrinsic value of life.
Fly In News. Indonesian inmates receive Christmas pardons. On Christmas Day, 312 Indonesian prisoners were freed and 7,500 were given reduced sentences for good behavior. The Ministry of Justice and Human Rights said that inmates who behaved well over the past 6 months could receive a reduction ranging from 15 days to 2 months. Thank you, Indonesia, for your clemency and spirit of compassion. May Allah bless the newly freed Indonesians with a warm welcome home this holiday season, with loved ones and a fresh start in a new year.
Fly In News. Canadian citizenship easier for adopted children. Canada passed a law simplifying the process whereby children who are adopted from overseas can become Canadian citizens. Diane Finley, Minister of Citizenship and Immigration, said, "Canadian families open their hearts to adopt foreign-born children, and we want to support them by making it easier for their adopted children to become Canadian citizens." Thank you, Canada, for your beautiful gesture of care to your citizens and their adopted children. May the new Canadian citizens grow up in love and safety in their beautiful adoptive country.
Fly In News. British MP Grant Shapp spends Christmas Eve with the homeless. The British Member of Parliament wants to help his country's homeless people get off the streets and into safe and comfortable lodgings. He was joined by one of his constituents, who spent a year sleeping outside as a teenager himself. Speaking of his actions as he got ready to rest in a sleeping bag on top of a piece of cardboard, Mr. Shapp stated, "If people on Christmas Day are talking about homelessness, which is an all-year-round problem, then it served its purpose." Mr. Shapps, we applaud your willingness to sacrifice your own comfort to bring aid and attention to those in need of permanent housing. May God bless your efforts with success as we pray for all to have warm and secure homes.
Fly In News. Islamic Student Association in Iran sends Christmas greetings. On the anniversary of the birth of Jesus, the Iranian Union of Associations of Islamic Students conveyed warm and respectful Christmas greetings to Christian students throughout the world. Their message, which was delivered to the Vatican Embassy in Tehran, contained a heartfelt hope for a year of peace, friendship and cooperation among all the peoples of the world. We echo your beautiful wishes, Islamic Student Association. May the infinite light of Allah shine on our world, bringing harmony and shared understanding among all.
Fly In News. Wildlife awaits the historic return of Scotland's beavers in 2009. Scottish wildlife organizations have sent a request to the Scottish government for approximately 20 beavers to be returned to the wild. This will be the first time in 500 years for the animal to be reintroduced to its native habitat. The beaver is known to play a key role in the aquatic and wetland ecosystems, and the project hopes to reintroduce more after monitoring the success of this initial phase. Many thanks and God bless the wildlife organizations and Scottish government for your efforts to bring our gifted dam-building friends back to the wild. May the helpful beavers enjoy long, natural, and carefree lives.
Fly-In News. Germans bypass beer in favor of non-alcoholic beverages. Industry figures show that over the past decade, the average consumption of beer in Germany has declined. Once the largest consumer of beer on a per capita basis, more and more Germans can now be found drinking non-alcoholic beverages. What wonderful news! Congratulations, Germany, for this helpful change. We wish that all in the world may be similarly blessed with choices that bring abundant well-being and happiness.
Fly-In News. Cleric demands more positive news from media. During her Christmas sermon on Tuesday, Reverend Sheila Kesting of Greyfriars Church in Edinburgh, Scotland, called for more good news from the media. Journalists, she said, should be like modern-day angels who, through their stories, encourage love, hope, and dignity that overcomes all odds. She said, "We are gifts of God to the world, each one of us capable of making a difference, however small, as together we broadcast the growth of hope through justice and peace and goodwill to all people on earth until that is what becomes the norm." We are thankful, Reverend Kesting, to hear of your inspiring words and noble thoughts. We join you in the belief that sharing positive news can help make the world a better and more peaceful place. May God bless all journalists around the world to unite in this uplifting mission.
In world news, Sri Lankan Airlines offers 100 flights per week to India. Sri Lankan Airlines is the first foreign airlines to offer 100 flights a week to India, flying to 11 different destinations in the country. Mr. Peter Hill, Chief Executive Officer of Sri Lankan Airlines, stated, "We recognize very early the important role that India plays in this part of the world, and we have been steadily increasing the number of flights and the cities that we serve. Thank you and congratulations, Sri Lankan Airlines, for facilitating travel to your neighboring country. May the people of Sri Lanka and India be blessed with deepening friendship and happiness." The Organization of the Islamic Conference is eager to provide humanitarian assistance to Islamic nations in need. More on this up next on Noteworthy News. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment to take care of that. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world. My name is Ointed the Pig. Now that it's winter season in some parts of the world, the best way to cope with a cold is to try to rest as much as possible and drink plenty of fluids. Fruit juices, especially fresh ones, are said to be good for helping colds, since they supply much-needed vitamins for the body. Thank you for tuning in, and now, please join me to take a look at the weather from around the world.
Environmental News, Symposium on Global Environmental Issues encourages service learning. In a two-day symposium held in Doha, Qatar, educational experts and teachers from around the world discussed ways to enhance service learning. This is a teaching method that combines classroom learning with real-world action, such as community service and conservation projects. Through school excursions, which include adventure, culture, and nature, students can use their knowledge to help make the world a better place. Thank you all those who participate in giving children an education that highlights service and care for our planet. Heaven bless your efforts.
In humanitarian news, Organization of the Islamic Conference donates $300,000 for Somalia. The Organization of the Islamic Conference, or IOC, has donated $300,000 to the United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, for aid in Somalia, Benin, and Yemen. Ghazi Baksh, Executive Director of the OIC Islamic Solidarity Fund, said, "We are keen on cooperating with UN organizations and are in the process of signing a global framework agreement with WFP that would provide the basis for our future humanitarian assistance in the Islamic world. Many thanks, and may the great Allah bless the Organization of the Islamic Conference for your generous heart. We pray for a bright and happy future for all our brothers and sisters." Up next, the New York Philharmonic will perform in Pyongyang, North Korea. We're going to take a moment to give thanks to God for all the good news in the world. Be right back. Please stay tuned. This is Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television.
People ask me how, I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. Till life begins again, the day you took my hand. And yet I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the nights won't set me free. But I won't let evening
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In solar news, Honda subsidiary manufacture solar cells. Honda Soltech Company, a subsidiary of Honda, announced the opening of its new solar cell production plant in Kumamoto, Japan. Production will top off at 27.5 megawatt annually, sufficient to power about 9,000 Japanese homes. Honda is also working on other green products, including generating ethanol from cellulose and improving its technology for fuel cell vehicles. Thank you, Honda, for your commitment to developing environmentally friendly products. God bless all those working to preserve our precious planet.
In cultural news, the New York Philharmonic to perform in North Korea. The New York Philharmonic Orchestra has accepted an invitation from North Korea's Ministry of Culture to perform in the country. Mr. Zarin Mehta, the President and Executive Director of the New York Philharmonic, announced that the concert will take place on February 26, 2008, in Pyongyang, North Korea. The Philharmonic will also give performances in China, Hong Kong, and Formosa, or Taiwan. Bravo and thank you, North Korea's Ministry of Culture and the New York Philharmonic, for working together to bring beautiful music to North Korean people. May heaven grace all nations with rich cultural exchanges and appreciation of peaceful relations.
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, Now I See.
有一个先生啊，他已经是失去工作很久了。有一天从外面跑回家，哇，非常高兴的跳起来说：“哎呀，那好消息，好消息，我刚找到一个很好的工作啊！那一天8个小时而已啊，刚好一个礼拜5天，还有假日，哎，一年1个月，还有那个薪水非常非常好，老板非常非常善良，很友善。”
然后那个太太好高兴了，就抱着他进了他，然后我就说：“哎呀，你什么时候开始呢？”老先生说：“没有，我交给你的。”And now for our viewers' heartline. This heartline came to us from Andrea of Hawaii.
Aloha. I enjoyed reading about your station and am truly inspired by the concept of positive news and spiritually conscious programming. How can we bring this to the community here in Hawaii? Andrea Nandoskar, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Aloha, wonderful Andrea. Thank you for your heartline and interest in positive television programs. Our channel is broadcast globally via 12 satellite platforms. In Hawaii, Supreme Master Television is accessible via Galaxy 25 around the clock. Our channel is free to air. In case you need help with installation, please contact your local technician for easy satellite dish setup. Best wishes, Andrea, and we welcome good news from the islands. God bless you and beautiful Hawaii.
Do you have a heartline today? We sure do appreciate your comments and positive stories. If you would like to share them with us, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen. Supreme Master Television is available all around the world, any day of the year, and any time of day.
Now we say, Yalangeman Nerumaljal, which means God bless in Wolof language.
May the grace and love of heaven fill your hearts with bliss. We'll see you soon.